Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
All right, folks, welcome back to Stoic Calm. Your daily dose of resilience and balance, delivered straight to your ears with a healthy sprinkle of humor because let's face it, life can be wild. I'm Avery Hart, your host on this journey to finding that inner peace amidst the chaos. Today, we're diving into something super crucial. Practicing mindfulness during those emotional rollercoaster moments. You know the ones when your heart is racing, your thoughts are swirling like a tornado, and you feel like you're teetering on the edge of a meltdown. Ever felt like that? I'm sure you have. It happens to all of us. But here's the thing. Those intense emotions, while uncomfortable, they hold valuable information. They're signals from your inner compass, telling you something's up, something needs attention. The trick is not to get swept away by them, right? Instead, mindfulness gives you the power to observe those emotions without judgment, like a curious observer watching a fascinating dance unfold. So how do we actually pull this off? Let's break it down into some bite-sized wisdom nuggets. 1. Acknowledge and name it. The first step is to simply acknowledge what you're feeling. Don't shy away from the emotion. Call it out by name. I'm feeling frustrated, this anger is rising, or even wow, I'm experiencing a wave of sadness right now. Naming it takes the power away from those feelings, making them less overwhelming. 2. Breathe deeply. This might sound cliche, but trust me on this one. When you feel your emotions escalating, take several deep, conscious breaths. Inhale deeply through your nose, hold it for a few seconds, and exhale slowly through your mouth. This simple act helps calm your nervous system and brings you back to the present moment. 3. Observe your body. Emotions have a physical impact on us. Pay attention to how your body feels during an emotional surge. Is your heart racing? Are your shoulders tense? Is there a knot in your stomach? Simply noticing these sensations without judgment helps create distance between you and the emotion itself. Imagine it like watching a movie or observing this scene unfold, but you're not actually in it. 4. Find a grounding technique. This is where things get really cool. There are tons of grounding techniques that help bring you back to reality when your emotions feel overwhelming. Try focusing on 5 things you can see, 4 things you can touch, 3 things you can hear, 2 things you can smell, and 1 thing you can taste. Or visualize yourself in a peaceful place, a calm beach, a lush forest, or even your favorite childhood memory. 5. Practice self-compassion. Let's be real, we all mess up sometimes. We make impulsive decisions, say things we regret, or experience intense emotions that leave us feeling shaken. But here's the secret. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Remember, everyone experiences emotional ups and downs. It's part of being human. Let me tell you a quick story about this. Remember last week when I totally panicked because I couldn't find my phone for, 20 minutes? My heart was pounding, I was sweating, and I felt like I was going to have a meltdown. But then, I took a deep breath, visualized myself on that beach I always dream about, and slowly started to calm down. I even laughed at myself later because the whole thing was totally overblown. The bottom line is this. Mindfulness isn't about erasing your emotions, it's about learning to navigate them with grace and awareness. By practicing these techniques, you can transform those intense emotional moments from overwhelming threats into opportunities for growth and self-discovery. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing right now. Take a deep breath, acknowledge whatever emotion is bubbling up inside you, and remember, you've got this. Don't forget to share your thoughts on today's episode with me on social media. I love hearing from all of you. It keeps me motivated and inspired to keep bringing you valuable insights. And if this episode resonated with you, spread the Stoic Calm love by sharing it with a friend who might need a little dose of resilience in their life. Until tomorrow, stay calm, stay balanced, and remember, even amidst the chaos, there's always inner peace to be found.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.